sass that we used, that I knew, is a something made out of a byproduct of the butchering of hogs. I don't recall just exactly what the ingredients were.
Which is actually made out of the head.
Well, yeah, but there's something else that went into it too. I don't recall specifically what it was. It didn't have any, at least, other than Dad never did put any vegetable or anything like this in it that I know of.
Well, did they make their own?
Yeah.
And that was sour.
I vaguely remember it. Now, the Dad's folks from up in Missouri send down sausage and stuff. Sometimes they'd send stuff and Dad would make it up. Sometimes they'd send it already made. But as I remember sauce, it was purely a meat concoction.
Yeah, you can't get the stuff the way it can be made at home. The preservatives and cutting the corners and things like that. I guess you can get it, but the cost is so prohibitive. It's just impossible to do it. What part of a hog would you call that that's hold down on the cheeks and under the chin and around in there?
Another term, but I can't think of it. Jowls.
Supposed to eat this at New Year's Eve, and you'll be lucky on
that. And what is it, black-eyed peas or something like that?
Did your folks ever put cornmeal in the juice when they made souse?
This I don't know.
What would you call milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
Curdled?
No, just before that. Just starts to smell.
Clabbered?
Well, is that sort of thick and...
Kind of thick, cloudy. Mother used to use it, this was a prime ingredient for the best biscuits, I believe.
Was the milk ever called Blinky?
Not that I never heard the term.
Well, it was clabbered. Was it sort of thick?
Yes, it's thick. Not a homogeneous.
Did you have any? How would you refer to this before it got thick? Any special term?
Not that I can think of.
Did your mother ever take clabbered milk and put it in a cloth or something and then dip it in vinegar or scald it in boiling water and then hang it out to drain?
Well, she made cottage cheese somewhat similar to this. I don't recall the actual procedure. But I know she would start off with clabbered milk and make cottage cheese.
Boy, that homemade stuff has this other stuff. Beat all hog. They can make it look like the real thing.
Just doesn't have that old goody to it.
Yeah. Gee, in my trips down to the dairy to collect their barrels, I learn all their secrets. How this is done with an algae and...
What was it that was... you know, these whole wheat donuts that you get? I love whole wheat donuts. But I understand all they do to make the whole wheat donuts, they take just the white donut dough and add a little chocolate to it, a little cocoa to it. It gives it both the taste and the color of whole wheat donuts.
Yeah, and what you don't know, they don't seem good.
Well, it bothered me. I had occasion several times to go back in the kitchens of several very highly reputable restaurants.